This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli airstrikes have demolished a 12-story building in Gaza City that housed the offices of top Hamas officials. Tuesday's airstrike shook buildings as far as 3 kilometers away. Witnesses said Israeli drones fired a series of warning shots at the roof to give people time to exit the building before it was destroyed. There were no immediate reports of casualties, but the airstrike marked another escalation in Israel's offensive against Hamas. The continued violence follows days of unrest, which started with Palestinian protests over settlements in East Jerusalem. The United States on Tuesday urged both Israel and the Palestinians to avoid what it called deeply lamentable civilian deaths in the conflict. At least 30 people, including children, have been killed as Israel strikes the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire from Hamas. Hamas says its attacks were meant to force Israeli forces out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem. In Canada, like the United States, a key ally for Israel, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the violence terrible and called for immediate de-escalation. Pakistan has ruled out the possibility of providing its military bases to the United States for future counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan after U.S. troops leave the conflict-torn neighbor by September 11th. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi made the remarks to reporters in Islamabad, explaining that his government has adopted a policy that allows it to become only partners in peace and not join any future U.S. war. Qureshi was responding to a question about whether his government is under pressure to host U.S. military bases as they move those bases out of Afghanistan. More at our website.